We thank God for all our faithful children's co-workers. Amen.
感谢主，孩童与我们在一起。
And there are some empty seats up front if anyone wants to move forward.
如果各位想要往前坐的话，前面还有空位。
And we'll invite you to turn to a marvelous text in the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
我们鼓励大家，如果你有圣经的话，打开约翰福音第十一章。
Jesus is speaking to a young woman named Martha whose brother Lazarus has died.
耶稣对一位年轻的妇人叫做马大，与她啊，因为她的弟兄拉撒路已经死了。
Let's stand and read this together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起来念经文，一开始用英文，接下来用中文。
John 11 and verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?
约翰福音十一章二十五到二十六节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
Let's pray.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Father in heaven, we rejoice in your salvation.
天父上帝，我们因着你的救恩而喜乐。
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together and Lord telling us you inhabit the praises of your people.
主啊，我们在这里向你献上我们的感恩与敬拜。
And Lord, we pray that as we look into your word now, you would speak to us.
我们祷告，当我们读这段经文的时候，你对我们说话。
And Lord, if there is a young man, a young woman, an old woman here who thinks you're far away, that you don't see them, Lord, that they would hear you speak to them, calling them to come.
在座有任何人觉得主你当他觉得离你非常遥远的时候，求主亲自与他亲近。
Lord, revive us with your spirit.
主啊，复兴我们，用你的灵来复兴我们。
We pray in Jesus' name and for his glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Well, have you ever wished that you could go back and do something over?
在你的人生当中，你有没有想过，有时候你想要时光倒转？
I wish that when I lived in China, I'd studied Mandarin better and not tried to learn any Cantonese or Chao Shan Hua.
我真希望我在中国的时候，我有机会能够多学一点普通话，而不是去学广东话跟潮汕话。
Ever wish you could go back and do a better job at something?
你有没有有时候想说以后以前可以再改变什么就好了
？Ever hurt someone's feelings and wish you could go back and not say some things？
有时候你是不是后悔你说了什么话伤了别人的心
？Ever wish you could just go back and live your life over？
我们都常常觉得我们要再回头再活一次。
Montgomery County has one of the highest suicide rates in the country。
在我们所住的这个郡里面，我们的自杀率是最高的一个地方。
A lot of people, young people, middle-aged people, feel their lives are so shipwrecked. There's no hope.
很多年轻人还有甚至中年人觉得我们的生命都整个都是搞砸的。
We are here this morning to proclaim good news and rock solid hope.
今天我们在这里，我们要宣扬的是大好的福音。
You can live forever as a new creation.
你可以成为一个新造的人，并且永远活着。
As Jesus says here, He is the resurrection, and He can give you eternal life.
因为耶稣基督说，我是复活，我可以给你那永恒的生命。
He's not just a good spiritual religious teacher.
他不是只是一位属灵或者是宗教的老师。
He's not just someone who guides us in morality and politics as we work and go about our days.
他也不是宗教政治上的导师，告诉我们要怎么过日子。
He's not just someone who teaches us how to be better husbands and wives and parents and students and workers.
他也不是婚姻的老师，告诉我们怎么样可以建立更好的婚姻。
There are lots of teachers like that, both good and bad.
有很多这样的老师，他们有好有坏。
Jesus says he is the resurrection, that if we trust him,We will have eternal life.
耶稣说：“我就是复活。如果我们将我们的信心放在他身上，我们会有永恒的生命。”
Now he said this to a young woman, Martha, whose brother Lazarus had died 4 days earlier.
刚才的这一段对话是在讲说、啊、是对着马大讲的，他的兄弟拉撒路在四天前死了。
Martha and Lazarus and their sister Mary had followed Jesus for a long time. They loved him. They listened to his teaching.
马大、玛利亚跟拉撒路这一对兄妹、跟着耶稣已经有一段时间了。
Martha had seen Jesus heal many sick people, and she had at least heard about him raising people from the dead.
马大亲眼见到耶稣医治了许多人，甚至他也听说耶稣可以使人复活。
So when Jesus showed up 4 days after they buried her brother, she said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
所以当耶稣基督在四天以后到达的时候，马大说，如果你在这里的话，我兄弟就必不死。
She did not yet quite understand who he was and what he came to do.
其实她还是不够了解耶稣基督是谁，还有他的大能。
That's when Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Whoever lives and believes in me, will
never die. 这就是为什么耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
When Jesus said this, Martha responded that yes, she believed in him.
当耶稣这样对他说的时候，马大就回答说，是，主啊，我相信。
And then a little later, Jesus told them to roll away the stone from Lazarus' tomb.
接下来耶稣就吩咐他们将石头从坟墓当中挪去。
And he prayed and cried out, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came walking out, still wrapped in cloths like a mummy.
耶稣就祷告，于是拉撒路就复活，就起来，走出来的时候像个木乃伊，被布给缠裹。
Jesus has authority over death.
耶稣基督有胜过死亡的全能。
And he can give you new life.
他可以给你新的生命。
And not just physical new life. Of course, he's God. He can do that.
当然他是上帝，他可以给你那个物体上的新生命。但是不只是这样。
But also a new spiritual creation, a new heart that has love and joy and peace.Regardless of the circumstances.
而是不只是物质上面，而是在我们的心中给我们一颗新的心，使我们能够活出新的生命。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
And he will not only make you a new creation.
他不只要使你成为新造的人。
He will redeem all your past disasters and sins.
他会赎掉你过去过往的一切的罪恶过犯。
This is Japanese kintsugi pottery.
这是日本一个特殊的瓷器，叫做金髻，继续的髻，或叫金扇，修缮的扇，用金子来修缮，金子来继续。
One time, a Japanese emperor dropped his favorite bowl and broke it, and so they fixed it for him.
有一次、日本的一个君王他不小心把瓷器给打碎了，他们是这样子替他修复的。
And now there's a big market for this pottery. It's expensive.
现在、这个金髻、成为一个市场。
In fact, it's more expensive than the original.
甚至比原本那个碎掉之前的那个瓷器还要再贵。
You might even start to wonder now, did you guys break that on purpose?
所以有时候你都会怀疑说，这是故意打破的，还是它天然碎掉的，不小心碎的
？No, it's real. In the same way, Jesus can take our past brokenness and make our lives beautiful, so that we can glorify Him.
不管我们的生命如何的破碎，耶稣基督他可以将我们修复。
There's a wonderful testimony of this kind of redemption. This is a young woman named Laura Perry.
这里有一位、女性，她的名字叫做 Laura Perry.
She was molested and scarred as a child.
她小的时候被侵犯，留下了极大的伤疤。
So in her early 20s, she became very depressed and confused and just wanted to erase her entire life.
所以当她二十岁的时候，忧虑、恐惧、忧郁袭击到她，她只想要将她生命的这些给抹去。
She wanted a new identity.
她需要一个新的身份。
So she got a lot of surgery and lived for nearly 9 years as a transgender man.
所以她就做了变性手术，在那里过了九年的生活。
But that didn't heal her scars. It wasn't real. She was still depressed.
她心中的那个伤疤确实还没有除去，她仍然困在忧郁当中。
She finally began reading the Bible that she learned about in Sunday school.
她想起来她小时候在主日学的时候，她读了圣经，于是她开始读圣经。
And her mother, who used to preach to her, learned to simply answer her questions and then stop.
她的母亲本来是一直在对她说教的，在那一个时刻开始在聆听她的心声，开始了解她的女儿。
And the women in her mother's church wrote a lot of cards simply encouraging her.
在她母亲的教会当中，也有姐妹就写了她许多的卡片来安慰，来鼓励她。
And Jesus took the brokenness of her life and made her a new creation.
耶稣基督将她的破碎挪走，使她成为新造的人。
She knew she was a child of God, precious in his sight, inscribed on his palms.
她知道她是上帝的女儿。在上帝的眼中，她是宝贵的，她是珍贵的。
As she put it, here's the girl God created. Here's the girl living a lie, and then here's the girl set free and redeemed.
在左边是她幼年的时候，在中间是她迷失的时候，在最右边是她被主所拯救。
She said, "My story is not about transgenderism. It's about the gospel."
她说，我的故事不是在讲一个变性的故事，而是在讲一个福音的故事。
I didn't know how to fix myself. I came to the end of myself, and God redeemed me.
我靠自己，我没有办法拯救我自己的生命，是上帝拯救了我的生命。
He gave her new life for eternity.
上帝给了她新的生命，给了她永恒的生命。
Just like he gave Lazarus new life.
就如同他给了拉撒路一个新的生命。
It's like he can give you new life. You can live forever as a new creation.
所以今天上帝也可以给你一个新的生命。而新造的人，成为新造的人，使我们永远活着。
When Jesus told this to Martha, he said, "Do you believe this?"
所以他问马大说：“你相信吗？”
Martha responded, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who's coming into the world."
马大就回说：“主啊，是的，我信你是基督，是神的儿子，就是那要临到世界的。”
He's the one coming to set to save those who believe, to make all things new.
他是那一位要拯救一切信靠的人，使一切都更新。
Now, she had no idea how Jesus was going to do this.
其实她只是信靠而已，她不知道耶稣将来要怎么做。
She had no idea that he was going to lay down his life to pay for our sins.
她不知道在接下来不久，耶稣基督就要为他们而死，而付出了罪恶的代价，赎价。
Now, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, a lot more people started following him.
当耶稣基督将拉撒路复活以后，有更多的人在跟随他。
And the other religious leaders, well, all the religious leaders, they became very jealous of Jesus' popularity and his growing authority.
其他的宗教领袖就觉得非常之嫉妒，因为看到他越来越多人在跟随他，并且看起来有更大的权柄。
He was becoming more and more popular, and they were filled with jealousy and decided they just wanted to kill him.
当耶稣基督越受人民欢迎，民众欢迎的时候，这些领袖就越发的嫉妒他，想要杀他。
So about 2 weeks after raising Lazarus,
当拉撒路复活两个礼拜以后
，they crucified Jesus.
耶稣基督就被钉在十字架上。
And he willingly laid down his life and let them crucify him.
其实他是上帝，是他为人来舍命，他愿意将他的生命舍出来，使我们可以得救。
It was God's plan that Jesus would die for our sins.
这是天父上帝的计划，耶稣基督是为我们的罪恶而死。
And 3 days later, when he rose from the grave, he left our sins behind in the grave.
钉十字架三天以后，他从坟墓当中就复活。将我们一切的罪恶过犯都留在那个坟墓里面。
So when we trust in Him, we are washed clean. That is what baptism is all about.
当我们认真相信、真心相信主耶稣基督的时候，他就洗去我们的罪恶过犯，就如同今天我们要进行的洗礼一样。
That He willingly, with joy, laid down His life. He identified with us so that we could identify with Him.
因为他要与我们一样，他承担了我们的罪孽，以致他能够拯救我们。
Do you believe this?
你相信这话吗？
It can be hard to believe because we have so many we have so many ideas of what God should be like. The Jews were expecting the Savior to be a mighty military warrior. No one ever imagined the Savior would be a gentle shepherd, a friend of sinners who would lay down his life. And when he rose from the dead that first Easter morning, his own disciples freaked out.
他自己的门徒却惊慌却失措。
They were hiding. They had trouble believing it.
因为这些门徒没有想到真的会这样子发生，所以就很难相信。
One of them, Thomas, said he wouldn't believe until he had seen in his Jesus' hands the imprint of the nails.
其中有一位门徒 Thomas, 他说如果不是把我的手指探到他的这个钉的这个钉痕手里面，我就不相信。
Did Jesus rebuke Thomas for his lack of faith?
耶稣基督有责骂他吗? 有责备他吗?
No.
他没有。
He said, "Peace be with you. Put your finger here and see my hands. And put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe."
他对使徒多马说, 愿你平安, 你可以用你的手指头放到我的钉痕的手里面, 你也可以用你的手探到我的肋旁, 不要惊慌, 只要信。
Do you believe this?
你愿意这样相信吗?
Do you want to believe this?
你愿意相信吗?
His own disciples listened to him very carefully, including Martha listened to him very carefully for years.
这些门徒跟随耶稣，仔细聆听耶稣已经有一段时间，好几年了。
God says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
上帝说，你当你寻找我的话，就必寻见。
Don't take our word for it.
不是只听我们的话。
Deep in your heart, where you struggle with all kinds of turmoil and shame, there God wants to bring His love.
不是只听人的说话，要聆听上帝对你所说的话。在你的心中有没有难过？有没有罪恶？有没有黑暗？需要上帝。
And He promises that deep in our hearts, if we truly seek Him and say, "Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, would you speak to me?" that He will speak to you.
在我们的心中，如果你对上帝呼求说：“主，我有黑暗。” 我需要拯救, 我需要你的帮助, 祂必然拯救。
He wants to take away our shame.
祂会拿走我们一切的黑暗, 罪恶与过犯。
It gives Him joy to make all things new.
当祂使这一切都更新的时候, 祂便心满意足。
Theologian Dane Ortlund tells the story of a compassionate doctor who traveled deep into the jungle to provide medical care.
一位神学家讲到一位故事, 说有一位医生, 到丛林部落里面，他到里面想要医治他们。
He had his medical equipment flown in. He diagnosed the problem. He prepared the antibiotics.
他将他的医疗设备就空运到这个丛林里面。他有里面有各样的药，有抗生素，可以来帮助这些族人。
He's independently wealthy. He doesn't need any financial compensation.
他做这些事情都是用他自己的资金、自己的资源，他不需要人家的帮助。
But as he seeks to provide care, the afflicted, they refuse.
但是当他去接触到那些受疾病所侵扰的人的时候，这些人却拒绝他。
They want to take care of themselves. They want to heal on their own terms.
因为这些人，他们说我要用我自己的方法得医治。
And then finally, a few brave young men step forward.
最终有几个勇敢的人就出来说：“好，我们试一试。”
What does the doctor feel?
这个医生他有什么样的感受?
He feels joy.
他感受到那一种喜乐。
That's why he came. That's why he's there to provide healing.
因为他来的目的就是要医治这些人。 当有人得医治的时候, 他心中就充满喜乐。
How much more if the diseased are not foreigners, but members of his own family?
当 我们是不是人也是这样？我们有这样的病或这样的困扰，我们需要得医治。
So it is with us. So it is with Jesus.
所以耶稣基督来到这里，就是为了要使我们得医治。
He doesn't get frustrated when we come to him for new forgiveness, for new healing.
当我们来找到他，当我们来到他面前的时候，他不会拒绝我们。他充满喜乐，要来医治我们。
That's the whole reason he came. He came to make all things new.
他来到这里，就使一切都更新了。
He went down to the horror of death and plunged through to the other side to bring victory.
他到黑暗的最深处，为我们做了赎罪祭，并且他就复活起来，使我们能够得蒙拯救。
To bring an endless supply of mercy and grace to those in need.
在他那里有无穷的恩典。
And we see in the Gospels, we see again and again, this compassion comes in waves through Jesus' life.
我们从主耶稣基督的福音就看到，在他那里有怜悯，在他的福音里面有各样的恩典。
Driving him to heal the sick, to feed the hungry, to wipe away the tears of the grief-stricken, even to raise the dead.
他使贫穷的人，他使饥饿的人得着饱足，他使生病的人得着医治。他拯救了无数的人。
You feel like you don't deserve God's mercy and grace and eternal life.
有时候你觉得你不够好，没有办法接受上帝的恩典，上帝这永恒的生命。
Nobody deserves it.
其实没有人可以够好。
He doesn't give it because anybody has earned it or deserves it. He gives it because he is the creator and he makes all things new.
上帝把他的生命给了我们，不是因为我们有多好，而是因为他是创造者，他是生命的源头，他将一切都要更新。
That's why we call it grace.
这就是我们所说的恩典。
We urge you to turn to him this morning.
我们早上就呼求你，希望你能够他。
You can be born again.
你可以在主耶稣基督，在天父上帝里面重生。
Jesus says you must be born again.
耶稣基督说你人一定要重生。
He wants to bring forgiveness for our sins.
因为新的生命里面有主耶稣基督，有神的救赎，使我们不再活在罪恶过犯里面。
He said, I didn't come to bring judgment or condemnation. I came to save you from judgment and condemnation.
他说，我来不是要带来审判与谴责，我来是要救你们脱离审判与谴责。
Came to make all things new.
他来这里就是每件事都更新了。
Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有耶稣基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
He's interceding for his people even now.
他为他的子民在祈求。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the cross.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你的十字架。
We thank you for laying down your life.
我们感谢你为我们而死。
Or we believe in your salvation, in your grace and mercy.
主啊，我们相信你的拯救，你的怜悯恩典。
We believe that we can stand before your throne and worship you, blameless.
我们相信我们可以在你的宝座面前毫无瑕疵的来敬拜你。
Not because we haven't sinned and don't still sin, but because you are full of love and grace and mercy.
不是因为我们不犯罪，而是因为你是一位充满有恩典、有怜悯的神。
Lord, we pray if there's someone here this morning who doesn't know you.
主啊，我们祷告，今天若还是有人不认识你的话
，If they would pray to you and say, "Lord, speak to me."
他们就可以祷告说，主啊，来对我说话。
I'm not sure if I believe this. Would you help me understand and believe if you are there?
主，你能够帮助我，能够更加认识你吗？
And Lord, revive your church that we could have joy in proclaiming this good news.
主啊，复兴你的教会，使这个教会能够传扬你的福音。
That we could proclaim your holiness and your mercy to a lost and confused world.
我们可以传讲你的圣洁，你的怜悯慈爱，到这个没有盼望的世界里面。
We pray in Jesus' name and for his glory.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.